It's always very important on both sides to keep focus on, you know, we're here to achieve shleimus, we have a job, we mashmal ourselves, and it's important to know and to focus on what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do and to know how much we could do, what the Torah's lofty aspirations are for us, what his goals are for us, and what the potential of a human being is. We have two examples, I think, very interesting examples. This week's parsha, the pasuk talks about after, you know, he became, Yosef was put in charge of Potiphar's house, became a powerful person. Potiphar wasn't a lowly person either. He himself was a chashva person in the kingdom, in the country. And Yosef was put in charge of that house. He was in charge. Hayazav kashago biad Yosef. Potiphar left everything in his house in charge, and Yosef was in charge of it. V'yodei itumuma ki malech masher ochel. Everything was biyado. By Yosef, he faced sorry, he mara. He was a very handsome person, Yosef. Says Rashi, what is the point of saying by Yosef, he faced tawar? Kivan shiro asmo, moshel. Since Yosef sees himself as a moshel, he became a ruler, so to speak, not the king yet, but he was way up there, a person of authority, a person of high lofty, deserving respect, so to speak. Hitchil. He starts, eating fancy foods, drinking chashva drinks, I guess, whatever that means, right? And he started taking care of his hair, making sure it's all put in the right place. Your father is misabel, he's in mourning. And you're involved in all these extra fancy stuff. Behold, it's a punishment. I'm going to, give you a tremendous nisayon. Therefore, we have Eishes Potiphar, the whole next, chapter, next paragraph in the Chumash. They're both very simply. It seems that Chora, I think Pshat over here is, he wasn't doing anything wrong per se. It wasn't super excessive. He was, he was the king. He was very in charge, very chashuv position. A person in a very chashuv position, we normally assume and probably should go ahead and act in a different way. It's becoming of his level of prestige, of a person, the head of a Merrill Lynch or whatever, some kind of tremendous company, or he's the head of he's a cabinet minister. He's not the king, but he has to conduct himself accordingly. And fakert, he has to, the position demands respect, and he should dress and act accordingly. So he goes to better restaurants. He has more chashuva things in his. In his bar, he dresses more appropriately, gets a fancier suit. He makes sure every hair on his head is in place. He's very careful about external appearances because that's what dictates many times. It helps develop and engender a certain amount of respect. Some of the same thing applies in terms of our bunner. Rav has to put on a special frock and a hamburg, whatever it's called, a rabbinical hat sometimes. Right in Queens, not in Miami, but at least in Queens, you have to do that, right? Because it engenders a certain amount of respect. That's how you're supposed to behave. That's proper. It's not Torah. So I assume, so I don't see Kori Yosef was acting this way because he ra'as Moshe, and he was doing what's proper for Moshe. So he wasn't having excessive parties or anything like that, but just, what's appropriate for Moshe. There's no indication he was doing anything excessive more than Moshe dictates. Well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, but your father's misabel. My father's misabel. Very nice misabel, but he's not down the block. He's not here. He doesn't see me. Who knows? I don't know how many miles, a couple days away of journey. He doesn't even know I'm here. And he has no shaykhus to seeing how I'm conducting myself. So what's the big deal? So I'm dressing in the way it's supposed to, that the position demands of me. I'm not causing my father any more tsar. I don't see the tsar. I know he's in tsar, but it's not going to make any difference to him. There'll be, if my father's down the block, my father says, well, how can you do that? How can you sing and dance and dress in a way which is inappropriate? I'm an avil. My son is lost, and I'm in eternal or a lifelong avilus. How can you do that? But the father doesn't know. It doesn't make a difference to the father. So what's he doing? What's wrong? What did he do wrong over here, Rabbosai? It seems, Pashup Shah seems to be Rabbosai, but Gemaisa, a person has to have such a hargosha of tsar for anybody, especially for a tata, for a father. If the father, if you know intellectually, you don't see him, he doesn't, and what you're doing does not affect him at all, and you're doing everything right and proper and the way you should be acting. But if you feel, if you love your father and you have a proper hargosha for his tsar and it bothers you, if it bothers you, that'll mela have to affect the way you conduct yourselves regularly. And there's a tefillah against you. How can you go ahead and act in such a way? How can you act in a way which is almost being oblivious of where your father's holding? He's in sorrow. Your father's in pain. Or both sides. That's the concern that a person has to have. It's almost hard to understand, but I think it's understandable. It's not such a big kiddush, but you have to be marigash the sorrow of your father and act accordingly. It should affect you, and therefore not do what you normally would be allowed to and would be proper behavior on your part. And it's not going to make a difference to your father, but nevertheless, you have to, the tzad that you have to feel, it's incumbent upon us to feel if a chaver is in pain, if a family member is in pain, something's had, a tragedy happened, it has to, you have to affect you in a very deep way. And in this case, even such a degree, they act in a way which is you can't act in a normal way. You can't act because it shows something's lacking. How can you do that? You know, you see some people like that. They're in eternal turmoil and sorrow because something happened to them. Something happened to a friend. You know, you can't. Let's say it happened to yourself. Let's say you lost $1 million in the market a month ago. You know, so even though you're entitled to dress in a certain way, but you probably won't. You'll walk around with it slumped over, with sorry, you'll feel bad. That's have to be migrated for someone else. It's not going to make any difference to him. You won't even know about it. It's not going to affect the way he sees you. And you're not showing anything wrong to him. But you have to be migrated to sorry. That's where you have to love someone, care for him, be migrated to sorry of Yenim, of someone else to such a degree. The second, the Medrash Abosai, I didn't write the word Medrash, but that's Medrash Rabbah in Vayeshev, Bil Zohar, Sar Mashkim as Yosef, says this, so Pashup Shad, Vayishkocheyu, right? So Pashup Shad is that, you know, he forgot about him. He didn't, you know, it wasn't on his mind, and he forgot about him. Says the Medrash a little different, Ka Yom Hayyam Mashne Tenoim. He was making deals, making ideas, Malch Ba, Vahofchan, the kosher. So the Mal came and messed it up and foiled his plans, I guess. Vakosha Kasharam and Sar Mashkim was tying knots. So Malch Bav Matiron, Malch came again and was matir the knots. He took it apart, whatever. Oh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, At Shochel, you're forgetting about Yosef. Ani go Eshkochei, I will not forget him. Hadu Ksiv, Ozorcha Sar Mashkim, and Mela HaKadosh Baruch Hu took care of him in the next parasha. Says the Rashi, what does that mean? On the bottom, right, Pasuk Ozayin, Ka Yom Hayamasne Tenoim, Shay Omer Kach Vekach Esa. Right, I'm going to make plans. I'm going to do something. I'm going to the baseball field. I'm going to a certain concert. I'm going to here. I'm going there. I'm going to visit a friend. Making all these involved in making plans. The Koshik Sharm was making knots, tying things. Kadeshia Tarot. He wants to be very kept. He wants to keep himself very busy. Why? Not to mention Yosef, not to remember. So he should be totally out of his mind. I don't want to think about him. I'm not thinking about Yosef. I want to get busy, overwhelmed with my business, and therefore I'll forget Yosef. It's not going to be in my mind. The Kasha Bosi is, well, what's the problem? Obviously, Sar Mashkim made a decision that I don't want to help Yosef. Forget about the guy. He's Jewish. Whatever the reason why, he didn't like him, or for some reason he wasn't. He didn't feel like fulfilling his the request that Yosef asked him. Please remember me to Paro. He put out of his mind. Doesn't want to take care of it. But why do you have to go ahead and Himamish went out of his way to Mamish to forget him? Do whatever I can. I want to become very busy. I'm going to make myself busy. You know why? Because I want to forget Yosef. What's the problem? So, what does it bother if you remember him? So you remember someone helped you out. Someone did something for you. And I decided, for whatever reason why, I possibly am not going to do anything for him. So fine, so that's it. What do you have to forget him for? Right? So I think Pshat Rabosai, it seems to be, Pashat Pshat, it seems to be that because HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the human being in such a way that there's a very strong, natural Hakaras HaTov. If someone helped me out, my Yetzer Tov, my Neshama, my Chel Kakami Mal, my piece of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which I have in my heart, which I have in my Neshama, is so powerful that it demands a response. It demands I have to respond. I have to help him out. Someone asked me to help him out, and he helped me out tremendously beforehand. I can't ignore that. I'll feel, if I don't do it, I'll feel in turmoil. I'll feel all upset. I'll feel uncomfortable. I'll feel very, very guilty. I can't avoid that. you tell yourself, well, I'm not going to do it, whatever. He had a cheshbon, he had some reason why he's not going to do it. I don't like the guy, he's a Jew, he's no good, he's a piece of dirt, whatever the reason is. And he made that intellectual psak and commitment to himself. But he had to forget about Yosef, because if you remember, he couldn't live with himself. This is not the biggest tzaddik over here. Sounds like, I assume we consider him a Russia. He was a Russia, he didn't want to help him out. He had no special redeeming qualities. But even such a person, and after he made a decision, it can't be sovel. If he remembers who Yosef was, what he did for him, I have to respond. I have to be makatov. I can't, because that's such a natural ingrained feeling within every single person, not just the biggest tzaddik, not just the average ben Torah, not just the average Jew, but even this guy, who was mamish, obviously was a kafri tov. He was a kafri tov, but it bothers him. He can't ignore it. So he had an eitzah. What am I going to do? I'm going to go ahead and mamish, not remember it. It's going to be out of my mind. If it's in my mind, if I remember what happened, I get all upset. I get all nervous. I can't live with myself. I can't accept it. So Rabbo said, this is also Rabbo said, Hashem gave us such kochos, which you have to develop and bring to the fore and make high, and bring to a higher and higher level. But the kochos are there. The natural ability is there. We have to make sure we don't stifle it. It's like Rishiv used to always say about the timtum arev and the fat on the heart, right? The heart is gorgeous, the heart is beautiful, the heart has so many proper hagashas, but we kill it, we cover it, we push to the background, we want to ignore it, we push it away, we don't want to feel it. The natural feelings we have are beautiful, wonderful feelings, in this case, hakaras hatov. We want to help out, we want to respond, we want to go ahead and pay back, because I feel indebted to him. That's the human being. The human being feels indebted to when someone helps them out. And that's why I have to ignore it, forget about it. I don't remember anything. Who's Yosef? I don't know. I have no time. He's not thinking about it. He knows. He knows. He's not causing amnesia. He's just causing it not to be on his conscious mind. Baruch Hashem. Then I'm not going to think about it. He knows it's true. If you ask him, remember Yosef? Of course I know. Of course I know. But he's too busy. He's too busy to take care of it. Too busy to think about it, rather. Once you don't think about it, that can be putter. But if it's on, if you know about it, if you think about it any minute, you'll feel, I have to help him out, I have to pay him back. He was such a nice guy, he helped me out so much. Well, these are the kochos that we have. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects from us. These are the kochos he gave us, develop what he expects from us. They're there with focus and with Musar B'Spilus and with focus on it. We'll get there, Mir Hashem.